Long-term sustainability of South Dakota agriculture is critical, not only to farmers' livelihoods, but to our local, state, and national economy. At the recent Farm to Fork Dinner, hosted by South Dakota Soybeans Hungry for Truth Initiative, state and community leaders got a closer look at modern farming. Salem area farmer and state legislator Drew Peterson was there to share his perspective.
And there's farmers, there's legislators, there's mayors, there's influencers. I just talked to somebody from one of the statewide magazines. I mean, we're bringing everybody together to get to know each other. And we can talk about what we do, and we can really, it's about building trust with each other, that we as farmers are trying to grow the best crop that we can in a safe way and in a sustainable way.
Peterson says earning trust from consumers is crucial to the future of American farming, especially as topics like pesticide use can be easily misunderstood.
It's under scrutiny right now, and so we always try to point people back to the empirical data that says this has been tested, it's proven, it's safe, or it's not. If it's not safe, get it off the shelf so we don't use it. But if it is safe, we got to use it because we're trying to raise a good crop in a sustainable way, in an affordable way, so we can make money and then we don't have to sell it for too high of a price to the consumer.
He adds that many farmer leaders spend personal time advocating for their industry, taking time away from their families and farms.
You just do it because you enjoy it and you believe in it too. And so balancing your commitments is important to all of us, but we show up because we care.
The Hungry for Truth Initiative, supported by South Dakota soybean farmers, encourages open, honest dialogue between consumers and the farmers who grow their food. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.